Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The sound of the Mattel bathhouse brass flugelhorn. It's Sunday morning. Now, here's Jim Toronto.
Thank you, Joey. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to WGN Radio. We've got a beautiful morning here. I'm Jim Toronto, filling in for Dean Richards. If that horn doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will, huh? I am Jim Toronto, filling in for Dean Richards this morning from 9:13 until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And Dean obviously out of town gallivanting somewhere. In fact, I think he may be out in the air somewhere on the way back from gallivanting. But wherever he is, I'm sure he's talking to some really important or starstruck celebrity. Or he's starstruck, but some big star celebrity. He's a jet setter. But we'll hold down the fort here for Dean on this Sunday, beautiful Sunday. I hope that if you have a deck or a patio or at least open the shades, my gosh, it is gorgeous today. The sun is out, blue skies, and Elton Jim. What a great Sunday. So, yeah, I don't know. Do you ever watch the show CBS Sunday Morning? Now with Jane Pauley, it used to have Charles Kuralt and Charles Osgood.
Before I started working every Sunday morning, I watched it every Sunday.
There you go. So I thought I would have my own horn to start off my Sunday morning show.
Where'd you get the horn?
Oh, I've got to tell you. So as Joey Gelman, who did the read very professionally, I must say, I said, you know, I want to start the show off with my own horn sound, like the CBS Sunday Morning Show, which I do watch. I DVR it because I'm always listening to you and Dean on Sunday, Dave.
Okay,
of course. Right. And they start the show with this horn, with this very regal fanfare. And so I was thinking to myself, it would be fun if I started the show off this Sunday with a horn, but it's got to be a goofy horn. And so I'm looking around, I'm saying, where do I find a horn? And I don't know why, but one toy has literally followed me for 50 years. And it is and I didn't even know what it was called. So I somehow it's made it through my childhood, through three moves in houses and condos and things. And yet I know exactly where it is. I never remember playing with it. And yet it has always been in a box somewhere. It's a crazy thing. It's called, I looked it up because I didn't even know the official name of it. I saw that it was made by Mattel in 1967. So this thing is...
All right, this goes back to my era then.
Yeah, I mean, I was like 2 or 3 years old. And it's called the Mattel Bathhouse Brass Horn. And it's, I don't know, no, don't forget, 1967 was a summer of love. A lot of hallucinogenic drugs going on. So this thing is a kazoo kind of horn, but yet it has a theme of somehow plumbing. So it's got a valve, like a water valve on it. Can you see this, Dave?
Yeah, I can.
If people are streaming, I'm holding it up right now. And then the horn itself has like a little... a pipe with a threading, and that's where you...
Do you know any other songs or just that one?
Don't give him any ideas, Sam.
No, we have the same notes four times in a row.
Okay.
This is going to be...
Well, hello, darling.
...every newscast.
So, Jim, I found your favorite highlight from the Kentucky Derby yesterday.
Oh, which one? There it is! Thank
you. The guy actually looked like you that was playing the bugle yesterday. I thought it was you. I was going to text you.
I need the red jacket.
How do you get to be that guy that plays the bugle?
I would love to be that guy. Plus, I obviously, you can tell I have the talent. So, yeah, this is the Mattel bathhouse. And here, the whole idea is they have a tuba and a bassoon. You're supposed, like, kids were supposed to get together and play songs with this thing. Go online. I Googled it. I Googled Mattel Goofy Horn. And immediately, the bathhouse brass came up, and it turned out that I have the flugelhorn. So if you had one of these, and I noticed if I had this thing still in the box, Dave, yes. $129.
Really?
Unused. Although
$129.
I would think the fact that it's got Elton Jim spit in it now.
Do I hear $150?
But the fact that it has Elton Jim saliva in it now? Thank you, Sam. I'm glad. I forgot about that song. I need that song. I want to get that job at Arlington because we don't have any more. There's very few racehorse racetracks anymore. But
just two horses running against each other over and over. They change numbers.
So it really, I mean, my God, Chicago used to be a hotbed of racing. I live near the old Maywood Park, which is closed now, and oh, man. Anyway, we have to take a quick break, and I will let you know what we're doing today. I'm sorry I got so taken away with my horn, but you will hear the horn throughout the show, which I'm sure you're very happy to hear about. So if you're not up yet, you will be up very soon. I'm Elton Jim Toronto, filling in for Dean Richards here at WGN. We'll be back right after this message. No switching.